This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation? Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Get your car ready for the holidays at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield. Wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, steering repairs, and more. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Taylor Tire and Auto Service in Litchfield will be closed from December 24th through January 1st to spend time with family during the holidays. Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
10 minutes after 6 in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. March wheat now trading at 818, up 6 3/4. May wheat trading at 829, up 6. March corn now trading at 719, down a penny. May corn trading at 722 3/4, down a penny. January soybeans trading at 1464.5, down 1.5. March beans trading at 14.58 1/4, down 2 1/4. The overnight crude oil market, 40 cents higher at 88.33. The Brent crude, 76 cents higher at 109.60. The February gold contract, $3.80 higher at $1,674.50. The U.S. dollar index, 0.229 lower at 79.130. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended up at 8.11 1/4, up 3 1/4. May wheat ended at 8.23, up 2 3/4. July wheat ended at 8.29, up 1 3/4. March corn yesterday ended at 7.20, down 4. May corn ended at 7.23 3/4, down 3 3/4. July corn ended at 7.21 3/4, down 3 1/4. January soybeans yesterday ended at 14.66, down 30 1/4. March beans ended at 14.60 1/2, down 27 3/4. May beans ended at 14.44 1/2, down 22 3/4. January soybean meal yesterday ended at 4.44.90, down 105. March meal ended at 442.70, down 92. May meal ended at 431.80, down 67. January soybean oil yesterday ended at 49.17, down 62. March oil ended at 49.55, down 68. May oil ended at 50.02, down 68. March oats yesterday ended at 380.5, down 8 3/4. May oats ended at 386 1/4, down 8.5. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's grain market report. And on Tuesday, the Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Tuesday, though soybean futures closed sharply lower. The announcement by the USDA of the cancellation of 300,000 tons of U.S. soybeans by China pushed prices lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids down 4 cents at 7.02 to 7.19, while soybeans dropped 28 to 30 cents at 14.30 to 14.51. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 6 cents lower at 7.11 to 7.29, while soybean bids were mostly 25 to 30 cents weaker at 14.52 to 14.68. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 to 6 cents at 694 to 736. Soybeans dropped 26 to 30 cents at 1466 to 1491. And the wheat bids ended steady to 3 cents higher at 785 to 811. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 30 cents at 1481 to 1491. Basis ended steady, ranging from 15 to 25 over the January. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered $10.50 per ton lower at $455.90 to $466.90. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 4 cents at $7.23 to $7.30, with basis steady at 3 to 10 over the March. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 cents lower at $6.95 to $7.03, with basis ending steady, ranging from 25 to 17 under March. Soybeans down 30 to 32 at 1477 to 1484, with basis steady to 2 cents weaker at 11 to 18 over January. New crop wheat bids today 2 cents higher at 787 to 799, basis steady at 42 to 30 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 4 cents lower at $6.80 to $7. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by mostly 30 cents, with quotations at $15.06 to $15.11. Soft red winter wheat gained 3 at $8 to $8.01, while the Milo dropped 4 cents at $6.81 to $6.82. Contract bids for producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn range from $5.76 to $5.89. New crop soybean bids at $12.55 to $12.70. In central Illinois, new crop bids range from $5.83 to $6.03. New crop bean bids at $12.70 to $12.83. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $5.82 to $6.07. New crop bean bids at $12.65 to $12.80. And the new crop wheat range from $7.77 to $7.99. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, February hogs ended at 85.27, up 52. April hogs ended at 90.27, up 47. May hogs ended at $98, up 47. December cattle yesterday ended at 128.22, down 77. February cattle ended at 132.95, down 55. April cattle ended at 137.12, down 45. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 152.20, down 205. March feeders ended at 154.40, down 185. April feeders ended at 156.07, down $1.57. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report for Tuesday, December 18th. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded unchanged. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $66 to $78, with the weighted average carcass price of $77.14. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly steady to a dollar lower. U.S. 1s and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded from 41 to 47, 4 weight to 450 weight, 43 to 47 with a few at 48, 450 to 500, 45 to 52, 500 to 550 pounds, 46 to 54, and over 550 pounds, 50 to 54 with a few at 55. Boars under 300 pounds, 36 to 40, and over 300 pounds, $10 to $16. The Illinois Direct Trade, Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points, traded mostly steady to a dollar lower, ranging from 50 to 55, and receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 12,869 head. The cattle trading in Illinois at the United Producers Auction in Shelbyville, Illinois. Opening report had receipts of 320 head compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers trading $1 to $2 higher, with Holstein steers $2 to $3 higher. Choice steers selling from 125 to 132 and a quarter, while choice Holstein steers traded in a range of 115 to 119.25. Choice heifers 124 to 130. From the National Carlock Pork Report, trading has been moderate, with 153 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $83.67, which was $1.13 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses closed at $193.93, which was 93 cents lower, with select carcasses closed at $174.96, which was 51 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Tuesday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 129,000 compared to 127,000 for last week and 109,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000 compared to 433 for last week and 423,000 for a year ago. From the Arthur Sale Barn, the weekly hay report, for December 17th, receipts totaled 1,603 bales. Compared to last week, small squares for alfalfa and alfalfa mix traded 50 to a dollar lower, with grass and wheat straw mostly 50 cents lower. Alfalfa premium quality small squares traded from 575 to 725. Good quality small squares ranged from $4 to $5.25, with large squares, 2x4s, at $67.50. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares traded from $8 to $9.50, and alfalfa mixed grass good quality small squares sold for $4 to $5.75. Mixed grass good quality small squares sold for $4.25 up to $7. Wheat straw good quality small squares sold for $2.50 to $3.50. And that concludes the hay report. And livestock report, this is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $1.57 unchanged; for block cheese, $1.72 down a half; for barrel cheese, $1.63 unchanged; and the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Tuesday, $18.68. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for December, $7.08. For January, $7.09. Corn delivered to Scottville for December, $7. And for January, $7.09. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for December, $14.83. And for January, $14.78. Wheat delivered to Scottville for December, $7.67. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices, once again, corn at Greenfield, $7.08. Corn at Scottville, $7. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.83. Wheat at Scottville, $7.67. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning. Time now for a check of Color Radar weather. Color Radar showing no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
The wintertime is a great time to think about your lawn and ornamentals for the spring. Green Yard Lawn Care by FS will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications, as well as herbicide, insecticide, and fertilizer treatments for your ornamentals. For a free estimate, call Green Yard Professional Lawn Care by FS at 1-800-962-7331 and ask for Tim Rothy, Turf Specialist for M&M Service Company.
Becoming cloudy today, a chance of a shower, high temperatures in the upper 40s. We will have east winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, occasional showers with steady or slowly rising temperatures. For tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy, windy, and colder with a chance of rain or snow. Temperatures falling into the low 30s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, clear and cold. Low temperatures in the low 20s, high temperatures in the low 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady. Our temperature, 31 degrees under partly cloudy skies. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Envirofoam of America. First of all, in our farm news today, after a briefing from the Army Corps of Engineers, United States Senator Dick Durbin said the Corps is projecting no significant interruption in navigation on the Mississippi River due to low water levels. During the weekend, the Corps began releasing water into the Mississippi from a southern Illinois lake. That is expected to raise the river by 6 inches at Thebes by Christmas Eve. A meteorologist for Global Weather Monitoring says expected rain or snow in the Midwest should also help increase water levels, particularly if snow melts in the upper Midwest soon. On Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. He talked about the Chinese committing to purchase U.S. soybeans, then backing out of such deals, and how that affects the trade.
Well, overnight we saw prices plummet, particularly for soybeans, and that pulled corn and wheat down as well. And at first it appeared just simply to be because we failed to hold $15 the previous day to start off the week, and so technical selling, and that certainly was a factor, but we got a little bit of help on the export front. Now, it's a little bit ironic because prices on the Dalian Exchange in China, the futures contracts there, rallied overnight because of expectations in the soybean industry in China that supplies would get tight after the first of the year because importable supplies would dry up. In other words, they thought the U.S. wouldn't have enough to keep them supplied, and there's nowhere else to go for soybeans. So there was a little bit of panic, so to speak, in China on the Dalian Exchange about shortages of soybeans. But then we get word from USDA that China canceled 11 million bushels worth of previous purchases, unknown destinations, which is oftentimes China, canceled another 4.4 million bushels of previous purchases, and then unknown destinations also bought 4 million bushels of soybeans. So we're scratching our head thinking, what's going on? Now, we don't know what China's motives are. We do know that their crush margins have been strengthening due to strong demand, that their prices are up around $19 to $20 a bushel. There is financial incentive for them to import U.S. soybeans. They have a habit, shall we say, a reputation maybe is a better word, of sometimes canceling purchases to knock the prices down, then they come back in and buy. We don't know if that's the motive here, but it would certainly seem like it was a timely type of cancellation, just as prices were testing $15, just as the market is very jittery right now with what's going on in Washington. It's difficult for any of the asset classes to be able to sustain a rally, and they tend to overreact to negative news. So it was good timing on China's part, but it was effective, and so that's why we're seeing such big losses in the oilseed pit.
Boy, I bet that makes the traders on this side of the ocean really nervous.
Well, it really does, because what do you expect? You know, if a contract isn't good, what can you count on? Now, when you look at overall export shipments to date, that means soybeans that have already left the port, they exceed the seasonal pace needed to hit USDA's target by 164 million bushels. Domestic crush, because we have such strong export demand for soy meal and soy oil, domestic crush exceeds the seasonal pace needed to hit USDA's target by 48 million bushels. So that means total demand exceeds the seasonal pace by 212 million bushels. So we need to ration. We need China to make some cancellations. I'm not certain that these are going to be net losses, though. I expect China to come back in. In fact, there were rumors just a few days ago of China making massive purchases that we just haven't seen yet come through USDA's reports.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Coming up on January 9th through the 11th, the University of Illinois Extension will hold a specialty crop, agritourism, and organic conference at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. We talked to Extension Advisor David Shiley about the conference.
It's an opportunity for producers of what used to be called alternative crops, but are becoming primary crops, for them to come together, learn about the newest research and technology, growing fruits, vegetables, cover crops, organic crops, as well as livestock and herbs. And it's a conference that occurs every year, and combined with all of our associations of those specialty crops and organic and agritourism.
Where will this be held?
It's held at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Springfield. And the conference starts, they have a pre-conference that begins on January 9th. And the pre-conference has four tracks. So if you want some intensive education all day, you can either follow, you can mix and match, but you could follow a track that's going to just deal with high tunnels, high tunnel production, a way to extend the season here in Illinois of growing vegetables. There's a track on use of cover crops. There's a track on basic orchard establishment, tree fruit production, and then a track on sweet corn production. So that occurs on Wednesday. And so if you were, you know, exploring the possibility of going and expanding your operation, adding a high tunnel, or using cover crops, this would be a great opportunity to, before the conference really begins. And then on Thursday, the 10th of January, and Friday the 11th, again, you can mix and match, but there are going to be topics in the area of agritourism, fruits, vegetables, herbs, organic, and then several topics related to emerging issues and opportunities. And some of those related to small farm production would include irrigation systems, which, you know, a lot of folks are looking at that after last summer, as well as looking at labor laws and practices, insurance options, and so forth, and marketing. So it's a good opportunity to come together for a short period of time and really get some intensive training on and the newest, latest technology in the area of vegetable, fruit, and organic production.
Will this also have a trade show, too?
It will have a trade show, and that begins on Wednesday during the pre-conference, and so it's, again, a great opportunity to speak to those seed dealers and equipment operators, companies that related to your base of operations. So, and with, you know, folks that are in the commercial corn and soybean growing business here in Illinois that have those same kind of trade shows at the corn and soybean classics, those types of events in the winter. So it's very similar to that. Good, again, a good opportunity to gather a lot of information and talk to people about various pieces of equipment that you might be purchasing, adding to your operation.
So this is not only aimed at those just beginning in or organic crops and specialty crops and agritourism, but those that are already established and maybe even want to expand their operations.
Oh, definitely. It is an and probably the bulk of people that attend this, at least in the past, are producers. They're active producers in the business already, and so they're trying to tweak their operation, make it a little more profitable, and looking at the newest varieties in the sweet corn track, for example. Going to spend the whole morning on Wednesday talking about sweet corn varieties, the ones that are going to do the best, best flavor, and looking at genetics just like we would on field corn. So it's the bulk of the people are there that are producers here in Illinois. And of course, another side benefit to this type of conference is the opportunity to speak to other growers and network. So the existing growers take advantage of that. And so for someone thinking about this, going into this area of entrepreneurship here in Illinois, it's a great opportunity to talk to people that are already doing it and find out you know, maybe avoiding some of those pitfalls that they experienced. And most of them are very willing to share their experiences.
For more information about the conference or to register, go to ilspecialtygrowers.org. In other farm news, a bipartisan group of senators have sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calling for passage of the Farm Bill before the end of the year. According to the senators, the Senate-passed Farm Bill should be included in an end-of-the-year legislative package. In the letter dated Friday, the senators wrote that the difficulty of enacting a Farm Bill before the end of this Congress grows with each passing day. They continued that Congress must do the responsible thing and pass a full five-year reform farm bill. As such, they ask the Senate leaders to consider folding the Senate's strong bipartisan bill in any year-end package. The letter, organized by Senate Finance Chair Max Baucus of Montana and North Dakota's John Hoeven, was signed by 33 senators. Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow and Ranking Member Pat Roberts did not sign. Stabenow and Roberts have reportedly made a compromise offer to the House Ag Committee that was rejected by Chairman Frank Lucas and Ranking Member Colin Peterson as inadequate. A survey of 1,000 American consumers by Hunter Public Relations shows the Midwest drought, the controversy over the so-called pink slime, and genetically modified organisms were the food stories with the most influence in 2012. The annual Food News Study not only asked for perceptions on the year's top food stories, but also how the news items impacted their behavior. 43% of those responding ranked the Midwest drought as the top story. Of those aware of the drought, 70% comparison shop for the lowest prices. 33% purchase more canned fruit and vegetables. The stories about lean, finely textured beef did affect consumer purchases of meat. 34% said they bought less or consumed less ground beef, with 53% purchasing more chicken, 31% opting for more fish. Once again, the Montgomery County Pork Producers and WSMI Radio are continuing their holiday tradition of the 12 days of Christmas. Until Friday, we will give away $20 worth of pork certificates each day, courtesy of the Montgomery County Pork Producers. You still have time to email your name and mailing address to randy@wsmiradio.com. We'll draw a winner randomly each day. Those who have won something from WSMI over the past 30 days are not eligible. Winners will be notified by mail. Once again, you can email to randy@wsmiradio.com. And the St. Louis Dairy Council is having a holiday recipe contest. The grand prize is a $100 Williams Sonoma gift card. For details and official rules, you can visit stldairycouncil.org. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat is now trading at 818.5, up 7.25. May wheat trading at 829.75, up 6.75. March corn now trading at 719.25, down 0.75. May corn trading at 722.75, down 0.01. January beans trading at 1465.75, down 0.25. March beans trading at 1459.75, down 0.75. We'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by EnviroFoam of America and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.